Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are exploring this concept. It is easier to relax in life when you enjoy the fluid, reflective nature of time. In our holding meditation today, we're going to do a little exploration of time, which I think will be a lot of fun and a nice change to our practice of holding. I invite you to get your space ready. It's a good idea to make sure that people know not to disturb you, turn your electronic devices off, and really let this be a time for you to go into the mystical nature of time. I invite you to sit comfortably. It's good to have your feet flat on the floor, your hands in an open position, legs uncrossed. If you're reclined at all, definitely legs uncrossed, so that the energy flows more smoothly through you. I invite you to breathe into this moment, breathe into the space. You might help yourself connect to the space by focusing on the space between your breaths or the space between your thoughts. That sliver of stillness takes you into the space. As you sink into the stillness, the coolness, the darkness, allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love. Any kind of love for someone, loved by someone or both, or a pet, a moment of kindness or romance or compassion, humor, any flavor of love that speaks to you. It can be a divine moment of revelation. It can be an appreciation for a beautiful flower. Allow your heart to open as it will. Notice that the love and the space become one. Spacious love. And allow it to anchor in your energetic womb space. Your womb space and the primordial womb of all life are connected. Allow your womb space to take you into the cosmic primordial womb that we call space. Let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel comfortable here. In and as this space, this cool, dark, still space. Very slow, rhythmic space. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to earn the love or push it away. It exists as you exist, and you may be in this space with whatever you need to feel safe. In this space, open to the nature of time. It might be time as you know it now, as you Experience it now. Notice your feelings about time. Let them ebb and flow through you, whatever they might be. Any constraint you might feel, or any expansion you might feel. Holding your feelings about time and allowing them to be. These feelings of time have been formed from your ancestry, your past lives, your childhood, your present experiences, and your future. And the future of those related to you, connected to you, who come after you. This continuum of connection. As we circle in and out through time. As you have been here, you are now, you will be. All in this experience of time and the feelings that come with this myriad of experiences. Let the feelings be, simply be, and be loved as so many spiritual teachers remind us, life either knows that it is love or seeks to discover that it is love. So we allow these feelings to be loved. The awareness of these influences of time, allowing them and your reactions to simply be. Ever present of the stillness you are in. The silence that is you, and the compassionate love that you are. Holding it all in loving compassion, in an awareness of the womb, that holds all probabilities. Everything that ever was, could be, will be, is. This consciousness we call yin or womb space holds it all. And the ability to hold it all is perhaps available because of the stillness. Invite yourself to become like this stillness, to be this stillness, aware and still. Allow time to show you its nature. Allow time to present itself to you, perhaps unraveling, unwinding, showing you reflections of the past, perhaps revealing, awakening, reflections of the future, perhaps unveiling the depths of now, this present. All interconnected. So still inside you are, that you are able to sense moments, significant moments of past, present, future, present, past. All interconnected. Allow yourself to see, sense, hear, feel, know an awareness of now, of present moment. A convergence of wisdom and insight. That brings ease into your life. and honor this awareness. Allow it to be formed in your presence, formed as thought, action, sound, feeling, knowingness. A quality of being that benefits the totality of you and all that you are connected to. This awareness is your I am. To explore if you wish during the next 2 weeks. Notice the energy of the moon. When you step outside, notice if it is full or in the waxing time or the waning time. If the moon is waxing or full, you may find that there are ideas about manifesting and bringing into fruition. If the moon is in waning, you might find that it is a beautiful time for releasing and letting go. In both cases, for greater ease, to be in your fluid nature with time, with your sensibilities, past, present, future, and your beautiful relationships. With this awareness, I invite you to bring this I am into physical reality. We're going to breathe our way back into our bodies with three big breaths, blowing this I am right down into your bones. I invite you to create an object, draw a picture, put a sticky note on a mirror. When you come out of this journey, bring it into physical form in some way immediately. This is a beautiful way to anchor in spiritual consciousness into physical reality. Three breaths now. Big inhale and blow. Breathe into your body. Breathe it all the way in. And notice the air around you. Notice there's a scent and a feeling, a texture, a temperature, even sounds in the air. Next breath further in, big inhale and blow. Right down into the bones. Be aware that you have a physical body and you are sitting against something, physical matter. So amazing that we get to be physical matter. This is a big deal for spirits on the other side, this privilege to be physical matter. Last breath coming all the way back in now. Big inhale. And blow. Good. All the way back into your body now. It's a good idea to stretch, wiggle your fingers, make sure you move your body. This is an important step. When you can feel your body, then very gently open your eyes and live in the awareness of the fluidic, reflective nature of time.